Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Wieland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Wieland. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt takes first base on ball four. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wurstler. Schuelt moves to third. Burns moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schuelt scores. Burns moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood takes first base on ball four. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Sharon reaches second base with a double. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Schultz hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns bunts towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Wieland covering. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. One out. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sherin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-1 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bengo for the out. Sherin moves to second. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering juggles the ball. That's an error on Pickering. Sherin moves to third. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Blaeholder reaches second base with a double. Sherin scores. Levy moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schultz hits a fly ball towards right. Whatwood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Whatwood. Levy scores. Blaeholder moves to third. Schultz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blea Holder scores. Schult moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell is hit by the pitch. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus pinch hits for Marv Olson. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Jolly moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jolly scores. Alexander moves to third. Pickering moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus now playing second base. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sharon bunts towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharon for the out. Melillo moves to second. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-2 in the game. Bengo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 0-for-1 in the game. Wieland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Wieland reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Blyaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyaholder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blyaholder bunts towards the mound. Whelan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Shult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Shult reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns bunts in front of the plate. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Shult moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pickering is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Worstler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Worstler reaches second base with a double. Whatwood scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Connolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Worstler scores. It's Browns, 4, Red Sox, 4. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Connolly moves to second. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wieland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharon for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-3 in the game. Bango hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whelan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 3 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whelan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alexander strikes out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 4 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Connolly hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wieland strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schultz. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. McManus reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.